We've been hearing more about the Zika virus. Scientists are saying that the virus, of which there is no vaccine, could have, and I quote, explosive pandemic potential. In El Salvador, women have been advised to put off getting pregnant until 2018. Some countries are advising pregnant women against travel to Central and South America, which raises questions about travel to the Olympics in Rio this summer. So where did the Zika virus, or the Zika virus, I should say, where did it come from? And what's the risk to us here in Ireland? Well, to answer that, Dorina O'Flanagan is here. She's the director of our Health Protection Surveillance Centre. Welcome to the programme, Dorina. Dorina, what can I say, first of all, what is the Zika virus and how does it spread?
Okay, well, Zika virus infection, it's a feverish illness caused by the Zika virus, and it's transmitted by the bite of mosquitoes that are infected with the Zika virus. It was originally discovered in Uganda in 1947, and, you know, then there were sporadic or isolated cases really being reported during the 1960s in Asia and Africa. But what's caused a lot of concern is that over the past number of years, there has been increasing and widespread transmission in Central America and, islands in the Caribbean. And particularly, as you mentioned, Brazil has been particularly affected. The main thing with the Zika infection, it causes a relatively mild illness, and people get a kind of a flu-like illness with headache, fever. They do get a rash, a little bit like German measles or measles, and then they can often get conjunctivitis or red eyes and pains and aches in the joints. But most people get better after, about a week to 10 days. The problem and the cause of concern is that what has happened in Brazil is that they have had a huge increase in the number of women having infants that have abnormally small heads and that are brain damaged as a result. And that is the real item that's causing concern. And as you say, therefore, many countries, including ourselves, we've had advised people who are pregnant, if possible, to avoid traveling, to postpone their travel while they're pregnant to these affected countries. And we have a list of the affected countries on our website, and the Department of Foreign, we're linking in closely with the Department of Foreign Affairs, and they have information on their website about the countries that are affected with it.
Well, then, is it fair to say, Dorina, that it can only spread more? I mean, I did see a map in the paper the other day where it had a lot of South America, it had Central America, and it's only a question of time in terms of, the America from LA to New York, say, right across.
It depends on where the mosquitoes is. It's the type of mosquito that spread is a mosquito called Aedes mosquito, and they're two types, and one called Aedes aegypti, another called Aedes albopictus, or the tiger mosquito. Now, we're fortunate that we don't have this Aedes mosquito, so it's not going to spread in Ireland because of that, because we don't have. But there are parts of Europe that will be very concerned. I mean, there are, Italy, parts of France, parts of Spain do have this tiger mosquito, and they will be concerned that if somebody comes back from Central America or South America with it and they still have the virus in the blood, if they're bitten by a mosquito there, that that mosquito could then pass it on to other people, and you could start getting a spread in parts of Europe. So from that, it is a concern, and WHO are meeting and they are saying that they're going to call a new emergency meeting just to discuss it and to make sure that everybody is as prepared as they can be.
And what about if you're on a 2-week holiday somewhere, like on your package holiday in Europe somewhere, and you get bitten by a mosquito, which happens an awful lot to an awful lot of people? Should we be worried, or should we be checking something out, or is every mosquito the same as what we're talking about here? Do they all carry it?
No. And at the moment, mosquitoes, there's probably not much mosquito activity at the moment in Europe, but during the warmer weather, when there is in Europe, at the moment, there is no signs of the Zika virus infection spread in Europe. But as I say, they will be looking out for it you know, because they would be concerned that that could potentially happening. And obviously, if a traveller comes back into Europe where those mosquitoes are present, you know, they will be advising those travellers, if they do get diagnosed with a virus infection, you know, that they stay indoors, that they, you know, make sure that they're not bitten by mosquitoes, which could potentially transmit it on.
Okay, well then, like, for, as you say, for, like, people it's mild fever, maybe conjunctivitis, like red eyes or sore eyes or headache or joint pain or rash and all those, and you get it, it's there, and then it can go. But you did mention something earlier on there about the head shrinking or the smaller heads of babies. That's one of the biggest concerns, is it?
Absolutely, that's the main concern. That, and there's another type of neurological syndrome that people can present with a thing called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a neurological problem where you get, you know, nerve problems and nerve conduction problems. And in some parts, French Polynesia, for example, they've had an increase in this Guillain-Barré syndrome, which they think may be related to Zika. And again, it's fairly early days in the investigations. While Brazil have seen, you know, apparently over 4,000 cases of this microcephaly, they haven't fully investigated them all, and there's only a very small number that they have actually found the Zika virus in the brains of these affected children. So they're still continuing to do further investigations. And even in relation to this other neurological problem in French Polynesia, they're wondering, is it an interplay between some of the other infections that can spread there, like dengue fever? Is it from people who maybe get Zika virus on top of dengue fever that they're predisposed to these problems? So there's a lot of work that's still going on and a lot of investigations going on. But in the meantime, we're just advising people to be cautious, you know.
Yeah, okay. But also, like, I mean, there was an article in the paper yesterday, the day before, whatever, that said, you know, that mosquitoes come out of the tyres of cars and the females lay eggs in the trapped water in the groove and that. Is that just, yeah, of course that's possible, but really, if ultimately, that's just scaremongering.
It's not impossible, right? But we have, you know, our environmental health officers here are involved in surveillance to look at mosquitoes and see what type of mosquitoes, you know, occur in Ireland. And so far, we haven't found any of these Aedes mosquitoes. So that is reassuring. And our climate doesn't really lend itself to it at the moment, anyway. So, you know, the main thing is that, you know, we do not think that Ireland at the moment is at risk for widespread transmission of this if somebody comes in and brings it in.
Well, then, what are the, would one of the causes be, and I know this is like being blamed for everything, but it actually could very easily be the case, global warming.
Well, that's, you know, it's because of global warming that people are paying more attention to things like what mosquitoes you have. We know that, you know, these particular type of mosquitoes can spread other viral infections that are causing problems in Central America and even now in some parts of southern North America. So there, you know, dengue fever, another virus called chikungunya fever. So there are viral infections that, you know, can cause concern if you do have these mosquitoes. So, you know, we are monitoring the situation in relation to the kind of mosquitoes we have here. But at the moment in the British Isles, we don't have them.
Right, but like, there's no vaccine, there's no medicine as such. But I mean, I presume insect repellent is a damn fine idea.
It absolutely is. You know, and what we would say, like, if you are going there, for pregnant women, we'd say, you know, if you can avoid it, don't go. But for other people who are going, it, you know, it's a good idea to use mosquito repellents. You know, products such as DEET can be used even in pregnant women if you apply it according to the instructions. You know, their other advice is, you know, to use things like mosquito nets if you're not in an air-conditioned room. And, you know, to these particular mosquitoes, the Aedes mosquitoes, they bite during the day. So, you know, if you're going out, it's possible to be bitten. And, you know, people talk about wearing long-sleeve shirts, long pants. It's not always practical because a lot of people who go to these warm countries...
Okay, but like some things are practical. For instance, if you are pregnant and you were thinking of going to El Salvador or Honduras or, I don't know, or, you know, Panama or Guatemala or Brazil
Caribbean
or whatever.
Countries,
that like really maybe you should think of not going if you are pregnant. Most definitely, in fact, you would say don't go. But whatever happened to all the other ones? I mean, like Ebola, did that just come and go? Or like, is it just less? Or a bird flu?
Okay, so let's take them one at a time. Ebola, right? Due to a huge amount of work from a lot of people, including non-governmental agencies and including government agencies who sent military support over to countries in Sierra Leone and Guinea and Liberia. You know, they have managed to markedly decrease the number of cases, so much so that it is now totally gone. The one thing that is causing a little bit of concern is that in some of the male survivors, the virus can survive in the semen of the male survivors, and it is possible that small flare-ups of the disease may occur, and that's why we are continuing. We have heard of a couple of isolated cases, you know, that have occurred where there has been some sexual transmission of these viruses. But the main thing is to diagnose it early, to rapidly isolate people, and before they can spread it.
Well, then, on that note, like, I mean, I just mentioned about it, if you're travelling and pregnant, it's just, again, Caribbean countries and El Salvador and Honduras and Panama and Guatemala and all the rest. If people have just come back from there, if you've come back from Central or South America in particular, should there be any advice given to those people right now?
That is something that we're currently discussing, and we're in discussions with the European Centre for Disease Control in relation to the possible transmission. We have already given advice to fertility clinics that they should not accept semen from semen donors for a month after people come back from these countries. And we're in discussion about providing more general advice, you know, to male who come back from these countries. Because the thing about Zika virus is, in 80% of cases, it's asymptomatic. You don't even know you've had it. Mm-hmm. So it may be a good advice, you know, to use condoms for at least a month, you know, after you come back from these countries, because you may not know if you've been infected or not.
Well, then, Rio, as in Rio de Janeiro, in August, 3 weeks in August, from the 5th to the 21st, the whole world's going to be there, because we're talking here about Brazil, we're talking here about the Olympic Games. Are the authorities freaking out about Zika?
Well, it is causing concern. I mean, there's no doubt about that, Dave, you know, and as such, I just said, you know, WHO are meeting about it. And even here in Ireland, you know, we're in discussions with the Department of Foreign Affairs, and we're, you know, agreed that we're going to meet with the Olympic Council just to talk about the implications and, you know, the precautions that can be sensibly taken, you know, to reduce. As I said, for most people, this is a really mild illness, and if you get it, it's nothing to worry about. It's just the potential, you know, for it to be spread on to pregnant women is the thing.
Okay, well, listen, finally, Dorina, just like, I presume, I get the impression now, are we seeing a lot more infectious diseases here in Ireland? And if I could say global warming on one side, the main side is that we travel an awful lot more around the world.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can, and that's probably how it went to Central America in the first place. Somebody, you know, the virus originated in Africa. Somebody got on a plane while they had it in their blood and went, you know, to Central America, and mosquito got bitten. You know, so it is without a doubt that we are seeing more viral infections being spread because of the increased travel that we're all doing. You know, but, you know, the one thing that will hopefully help is if we can get a vaccine for this. And, and I know Obama has called for that, and hopefully we will get one.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the programme this morning. Director of the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, Dorina O'Flanagan. Thanks a million, Dorina.
Cheerio.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.